Everything in the context of the enormity of this decision to close and ease the world seems utterly trite, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's a truth. We have been fighting at News International since 06 to battle against the onslaught of attacks that the paper gets. So, you know, you have led the news agenda because of past mistakes, but you've also set the news agenda for your exclusives. Week after week, the BBC News, I often wonder what will they do without the News of the World, the BBC. But we don't get that message across. It's not like, and if you feel that we haven't as a company, I put out a statement today, which will, as everything seems to, end up on the Media Guardian. I put out a statement today saying exactly that. The fact is that, you know, I've been proud of quite a few things in my career, but probably even more so than Sarah's law, right? And I suppose it was the first time that I read the headline. Obviously, I've read it a lot since then, but it was the first time in 2000 that I read a headline, you know, Murdoch to fire Wade within days. It was in 2000, and that was over Sarah's law. And I remember the team spirit of the paper, where you all who were there came alongside me and we fought for something we believed in. I remember when we saw all the news headlines that came in the next day, we were rubbished everywhere. And then there was an opinion poll which said 97% of the British public agree with you. And we were like, right, here we are, we're off and running. And so I feel very strongly exactly the same as you. And that's why I said mounting anger. And you know, I'm not saying, you know, this is not exactly the best time in my life, but I'm determined to get vindication for this paper and for people like you.
Will the paper come out again then once you've got vindication for it?
Well,
what I don't understand is, can't you see that by your actions yesterday, you're calling our newspaper toxic, right? We're all contaminated by that toxicity, by the way we've been treated. But can't you see the bigger picture? That by your actions yesterday, you're making the whole of News International toxic.
Well, look,
there's an arrogance that you think we'd want to work for you again as well.
You know what, there's not an arrogance about you wanting to work for us again at all. I'm sorry if that came across. All I meant was that if any of you did want to, that I was going to try and find opportunities, but please believe me, there's no arrogance coming from this standpoint. But on your point about, I think you said, will the paper come out again? I mean, you know, we have a belief in journalism. We have invested in journalism through our history. Yes, we're in a very bad moment, but we will continue to invest in journalism. And we haven't made the decision on any new publications or strengthening or expanding existing ones yet. It's too soon. We just don't know what to do. But in those circumstances, I don't see there's any of you in this room here looking at me now that we wouldn't want to work, because we know there's no toxicity attached to you guys in the room. I mean, that's the sadness. It wouldn't be sad. We wouldn't all be feeling like this if you guys were up to your neck in it like previous colleagues. We wouldn't be feeling like this, would we? Mm-hmm. So when Monday broke, I've still no idea if it's true. I don't know if you know if it's true. I don't know if it's true. When the original trial happened in 06, the judge put out, as you probably all as familiar with the stats as me, but the judge put out a pre-sentencing statement that from the police investigation last time that phone hacking started in 2004, I've always believed that, because I never knew any different. I have no idea. So say I had seen these allegations, had no idea if they weren't true, but put in my resignation and said, fine, go leave company, sick of this crisis. Someone's made an allegation against me that I have no idea if it's true, and no one knows if it's true, but because it's me and because it's the usual, you know, Guardian, BBC,